Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Award-winning actress Jane Lynch will be inducted into the Illinois Broadcasters Association Hall of Fame. A five-time Emmy winner will be in Normal, Illinois for the IBA's annual convention. And I can introduce Jane Lynch now by listing her movie, TV, and theater credits, but then I'd only have about 1 minute for the actual interview. So I'll just say, now here's famous Thorn Ridge High School graduate Jane Lynch. Hi, Jane.
Yay! Go Falcons! How are you?
Were you one of those kids who was in all the high school plays?
I was. Yeah, I loved it. I was in the choir, and I did a bunch of the plays. I took theater arts with Tim Sweeney, who is a well-known, well-beloved teacher there at Thorn Ridge. Yeah, I loved it. I knew what I wanted to do early on.
And were you good at the auditions?
Yeah, I think I was pretty good. You know, something happened when I was a freshman. I got into a one act, and I played the king, kind of setting up the pattern that of playing male roles. But I quit in the middle of it because I got scared, and so I joined the tennis team instead. And I did not get cast in a school play because I was seen as a quitter for like, my gosh, the next year or so. And then I like begged one of my teachers and said, I think that I'm being rejected because of what I did, and I'm so sorry, and I'll never do it again.
And, of course, you were part of the Steppenwolf group here. How did Steppenwolf, Second City, and also the Annoyance Theater in Chicago sort of lay the foundation for everything you've done in your career?
Well, that's a really good question, because I am asked by, like, wardrobe people and crew people, where are you from? And I say Chicago, and they say, that's what it is. The Chicago people are professional, they're funny, they're easy to work with. The wardrobe people say we hang up our clothes because we know from being in the theater, if we don't hang up our clothes and we come into the theater, the next day they're going to be there on the floor. So they, kind of means something to people in Hollywood to be from Chicago. You're a self-starter, you're creative, you're very can-do, and a team player. Because, we do a lot of, it's an actor's town, really. Mm-hmm. Actors create their own theaters, and, Steppenwolf is a great example of that. Those three guys just went out there, it was like 18-year-olds and created a whole thing that would turn into an institution.
Yeah, they sure did. In your autobiography, Happy Accidents, you're very candid about your insecurities, especially as a very anxious young actress. And it's fascinating, I think, because we think of you a little like your tough, fearless character in Glee, or the way you host Weakest Link. So is what we see on screen really your opposite? What are you really like, Jane Lynch?
Well, I definitely was that insecure person. I mean, I quit the first play I was in high school. I was afraid. I was afraid of failure and all that. But I don't have that anymore. And I haven't. I think that moment when I was 14 years old, a freshman in high school at Thorn Ridge High School, it turned me around, really. I mean, it was a process. But I remember saying to myself, I will never walk away from something that I love so much, which is the theater, or later on television and film. I'm just going to barrel ahead. And I don't know how I did it, but like my aunt said, Jane, you have a lot of gumption. And I think mm-hmm. that's a good word, that I developed or cultivated a lot of gumption.
Yeah, and that's what we see in your various roles. Sophie is kind of like that in The Marvelous Mrs. Mm-hmm. Maisel, isn't she?
Yeah, she is. But Sophie, the woman, the actor herself, is kind of a reflection of what I was like when I was younger. She's riddled with insecurities. She's always worried where that next job is coming from. She thinks she isn't respected enough. And Sophie from Queens, the character she does, is absolutely the opposite of that.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, we really enjoyed your recent appearance on Only Murders in the Building. And one would imagine that off camera, any set where you have the likes of Steve Martin and Martin Short hanging around, it's a creative laugh riot, is it?
Yeah, it really is, yeah. Well, Martin is always on and in a really neat way. He's, you know, it's not like annoying or anything. It's just who he is. He's just like a little boy. And Steve is much more subdued, but still very dry and very funny. And Selena's such a doll. She's such a great foil for them. So it was a really good time. And they love music, so we were all sharing music. You know, Steve is a great
banjo
play. Yeah, we were trading lots of music, a lot of Celtic stuff.
Will we see more of you on that program? What's next for you?
Well, I did one episode of Murders Only in the Building, and I think it might actually have been played. I'm not sure.
Yep, it has.
Good. Mm-hmm. I'm doing some Weakest Links. We're shooting those in October and November, to come on for the next season, maybe around summer, actually. And I'm touring my show, Swingin' Little Christmas, like we do every year, and we're not coming to Chicago proper this year. But we will be in Crystal Lake, which is just north of you.
Mm-hmm.
And we have two shows, the 11th and the 12th of December. So we'd love to see you out there.
What do you miss most about living and working in the Chicago area, Jane?
Well, especially when I was younger, I missed, because I come back a lot, but I miss being a young actor in such a creative city, in such a yes-and city, which is a phrase we use in improv, which is, can you do this? You betcha. And you're a team player. It's a very grassroots kind of thing, and I really earned my stripes and learned that I love being in an ensemble, that I never want to be out there alone. So there's a real ensemble spirit, and especially back in the 80s when I was here, a lot of it was just starting up and a lot of brand new companies popping up all over the place. So even though I wasn't being paid, I was working nonstop, and I loved that.
One of our spies said to me that since you're an Illinois State University alum, we should ask you if you prefer a gondola or a pizza burger. And apparently that's a choice made by ISU students at a popular local restaurant.
It's actually called pizza bread, and I prefer that.
Okay, now we know. Congratulations on your induction into the Illinois Broadcasters Association Hall of Fame. Pretty good company there. Oprah, Jack Benny, Steve Allen, Bill Murray, Mike Wallace, even Larry Lujak's in there.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. Well, I remember you from when I was a kid, sir. So I listened to the radio a lot as a kid. That was the radio generation.
Appreciate that. Jane Lynch, sure. A pleasure talking to you. Congratulations on all your great success. We look forward to seeing you on the screen and stage in the future.
Thank you so much.